This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by good friend of the show, Andy Lee.
Our next guest has been keeping busy with TV, radio, podcasting, and writing a book.
Very busy. Very, very busy.
In fact, he's so busy, our network had to resort to Plan B for our marquee event.
Didn't you get invited to go to Sydney a couple of weeks ago? Oh, because they had this big listener app thing and didn't see you up there.
No.
Or Hamish.
You only went because they didn't want to go.
No, I got invited.
On your invite was my name crossed out.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
In he comes and looking tanned and summery.
Greatest day of the year for us. Harry Mackay, 7 years.
Yes.
Oh, it's like Christmas.
So you got Charlie Curnow on 6.
Yes.
Sam Walsh on 4.
Yep.
Mackay on 7. That's a lot of money in 3 players.
No, they all just want to be there, Bill.
No, they don't.
They're all taking haircuts.
7 years, a long time.
It's a long time.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Do you?
7 meters doesn't mean they stay there that long.
Brody Grundy, we were talking about that earlier.
Absolutely.
That was Hamish and Andy. They were always 7 years.
Seven years. No, Hamish and I went the other way because we were always so worried about not wanting to do it. We always thought the show was at its best if we were pumped to do it.
Mm.
So the network get really pissed off with us.
Yep.
Because we found ourselves negotiating every year, every other year,
Yeah.
So we only, the maximum deal we've ever done is 2 years.
Wow. Jim, what Bill we... gets 1 year. He's on 1 year deal.
6 months.
Yeah, I thought it'd be monthly for Bill.
Jim's on a big 3 year.
Yeah, Bill gets it 1.
I reckon I'll be getting more money if you add up 1 by 1 by 1.
Do you?
Yeah, than yours.
How are you working that out?
What about the Cats anyway, Andy? How good was that, the mighty Cats?
The Cats.
Dominant.
I do have a soft spot for the Cats. Mm. You know all my cousins are down there. We've been there. All of us have been there in your pub. So I was pretty pumped for them. I wished that it wasn't as much of a fizzer. Isn't it funny when you start looking for interest in a game in the middle of the third quarter? Right. So I started Googling, what's the biggest winning margin of all time?
Which was Geelong.
Which was also Geelong, unfortunately. 119 points, was it?
Port Adelaide.
I said, they're not going to get that. So it's fine trying to find something to barrack for, but it was a clinic.
Mm. Well, I love how you roll down at St Andrews Beach with your joint down there where you've got the spa and then the plasma TV outside to watch Carlton game.
Yeah.
Have you got a weeing rule? Like how long are you allowed to be in there before you actually have to leave and go to the toilet?
There is a no weeing rule.
We've convinced
the nephews that we've got that special dye in the pool. So if the wee comes out and it turns purple. But if there's no females around, you can stand up. Yeah. And just point, shoot over
the fence.
on the farm.
Just straight into the garden behind. But it gets such a workout, that TV, particularly when the cricket's round. We come out looking like 150-year-old pruned people. Because I think the longest session we ever did was something, it was over 12 hours.
Wow.
In the
spa, because we'd gone, it was a couple of games of footy, and then we flicked it over to Wimbledon.
Yep.
And we said, let's just go to bed when this finished. And it turned out to be the second longest Wimbledon match of all time. It was the fifth setter that went to kind of 27, 29.
Oh, remember that?
The water had evaporated so much. So we're all kind of lying on our backs trying to keep warm because it was so cold. But it was in a soup and it was disgusting.
Oh, what about when you go to Bali and the boys are in the pub when you all those got a few tattoos on them and just drinking bing tang?
Sitting in the pool.
In the pool drinking. And you go and play golf, come back 6 hours later. They've not moved.
Strong bladders, you reckon?
Yellow water. It actually turns yellow. Like a Barocca. Another 6 months, another book, I see.
Yeah, another kids' book out for people who are interested or got kids.
These have gone berserk, these books.
Been heaps of fun to make, actually. So, inspired by my nephews. But this one's called Do Not Open This Book for Eternity. But also through Listener, the app, for people who know, I've recorded the audio books. So if you want 6 minutes away from your child.
Yep.
Yes, you can. It's a free app, Listener. You can download the audiobooks. Let me read them to sleep, and you have a bit of time off for any parents out there.
Listener.
Yep.
Every
app needs to have a special spelling, doesn't it?
Exactly. Sold over 2 million of these books, Jimmy Boy. Translated in over 35 different languages.
Mm. Yep.
Best-selling picture book in Brazil, Portugal, France, Italy, Iceland, Japan. How's it go there?
We were nominated for Picture Book of the Year last year. We got pipped.
Oh.
By another book where I don't understand what it was called because it's in Iceland.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I'd love to do a visit there just to tax deductible visit.
Yes.
To the books.
And really good illustrations too. We're happy with them, aren't we?
Oh, mate.
Is that what they call them?
They call them illustrations.
Oh, good.
Bill, pictures, you Bill. You know that because the only pictures, you only read pictures.
Yeah, I do.
But, yeah, Heath McKenzie's the author and... look, to be honest, kids only read these because the illustrations are so good.
That's what I heard.
But when it comes to royalty discussions with Heath, I maintain it's the words that draw people to these books, Bill.
Beautiful. Well done. What else? The 100. We've got plenty to talk to you about coming up. I watched it the other night. Sophie Monk was on.
Yep.
100. Looking good. Yep. And that was a good show, that one.
It was bloody good. What sort of a question is that?
Well,
we know that Bill just does statements with upwards inflections at the end.
He does.
You know, we've just gone through this. Yeah, we've got the final episode of the 100 for this season on Tuesday night. Tonight.
Oh.
Or is this tomorrow or does...
No, tonight. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yep. Yeah, we're live.
tomorrow night.
Yes.
Pia Miranda is on.
Ah.
She tells a story about, we asked the question, have people said no to a proposal? We do a lot about proposals, which is a dangerous area for me to get into.
Yes.
yes. I didn't
me
think
too.
It, didn't think it through. Yes.
Very.
And what percentage of Australians have said no to a proposal or said yes when they wanted to say no?
Mm. Oh.
She tells a story about her boyfriend at the time proposed to her at a dinner party in front of all the guests.
Ooh. No.
And she didn't want to say yes, but she has to because it's public.
Yeah.
And she said she knew the oysters were off and just kept hoofing them so an ambulance would come and take her away.
No.
No.
Did they get married?
No.
They didn't.
They never got married.
Nah. What about the ones at the baseball and that? You said the bloke goes down. And
oh, no, Bill. We'll get to a break.
No, the bloke gets down on his knees.
Well, thank you, Bill. Tidy it up a touch.
Don't jump in. The bloke goes down on his knee, Andy. And they've got to say yes, don't they?
Oh, you have
They're
to
under
say
it. Pressure.
Another one, I won't say it was a popular TV presenter. I won't say who. Mm. Back in the day. He was at a winery in France.
France.
And
France.
Sounds like Jim.
France. And he said, how beautiful is this? And she said, isn't the kind of place you could get married?
Ooh.
And he said, yep, absolutely.
Yep.
They wandered back up to the villa and he wanders in on her on the phone to her mum and dad saying, he's just proposed to me.
Oh,
no.
And it was beautiful. We were looking over the villa and he said, yes, this is the kind of place we should get married. And I said, yes. And he just went along with it. He couldn't go. No. And
so too deep.
She got off the phone and said, now you ring your folks.
Oh, no.
Oh, who was it?
Not Sam. No. Break more with Andy Lee next. Triple M's Rush
Hour with JB and Billy. That one's called Shelley. Shelley Craft.
Andy Lee has stuck around.
Now we're getting into golf time. Ooh. As soon as daylight savings hits and you get that slightly longer day, Lee, you hit the golf course.
Lee.
Yeah. Yes.
It's
passionate.
It's the best time of year. Well, still rumors that we're going to get a LIV tournament out here in Australia.
Yeah, how good.
Which would just be extraordinary. Yep. All the people that were poo-pooing the Saudi-backed golf tournaments would be suddenly going, bring it on, have as many as you like, because it'd be nice to see the
plays
best players.
Wade Ormsby, I think the next one's in Bangkok, I reckon.
Mm.
And I was very tempted to try and go.
Yeah.
I reckon it'd be the best fun ever.
Oh, I reckon they're putting together a good show, whether you like Norman or not.
No, exactly.
He certainly stirred it up.
Oh, he reckons they are brilliant. Like there's music thumping around everywhere.
Yep.
The play is quick. They've really sped up the speed of play, which is what you want.
Plus, the money's good. That's why Orms would like it.
Oh, no, I think the players enjoy that bit. But he's talking more about the spectators, Bill.
Sure,
they have a really good experience.
Have you ever played any of those tournaments where they have that hole where it's pretty messy?
Oakley used to do it, I reckon. I played it one where they had that and got abused soundly.
Of course you would have.
The Portie Pro-Am used to do the same thing in the Morning Peninsula.
Do you know it's back this year?
It is.
Yes.
And they used to have a Crown Lager tent on about the 12th that would spill into the tee box on the 13th. And it was the short par 4 where if you had the guts, you could go for it. But it's actually not a smart play at all.
No.
everyone went for it because you've got about 200 blokes telling you you're a pussy if you don't go for it. And they're not quiet when you're in your backswing at all. They're just yelling at you.
I don't know who it was. It had happened before me at that Oakley hole where the Oakley bloke was standing there and he said, yeah, it was a footballer, but I don't know which one. He was copping abuse so strongly that he actually turned around and aimed at him.
Did he?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. And they all grabbed themselves. They all dived down under the seats.
Yes, nice. Right. New type of golf.
Because it used to have the Torquay Pro-Am back in the day, mm-hmm. and then 2 days later be the Portsea Pro-Am, and they were wild. They were wild, both of them, mate. They were the good old days. I had a beautiful shot, the incoming.
Oh, gym, you did, Bill.
Like a 5-iron when I was probably only 100 out.
Yeah.
Anyway, bounced on the concrete and bounced onto the roof of the Torquay Golf Club.
Yeah.
And I actually climbed up the back because I was on the roof, climbed up the back of the Torquay Golf Club and had my stick and hit it off the roof.
Yeah, like,
back in the day, you should What's have seen him you, come Bill? Running. Get off, get down there, mate.
Of course.
Have I told you the story Bill Murray told me about golf? This is the great actor, Bill Murray.
He's just been playing in the Dunhill Links last night.
Hamish and I got sent over to interview him in Cannes in France.
Yep.
France. and for Fox FM back in years and years ago, it was our first ever interviews. And I knew I couldn't ask about golf because they'd be really angry with me.
Yep.
And they have little shot clocks on your interview time because it's all going to be really good. So the timing was going down. I had 13 seconds left. And I said to Bill Murray, quickly before I go, have you ever had a hole in one? And he turns to his mind and says, stop the clock.
Oh.
And then goes into this story.
Beautiful.
And he says that he's there with his caddy and I can't remember the course, but the sun's going down and he hits this ball. He says, flushed it. He gets up there, can't see the ball. They're looking around. Before he's in this bunker, as they're kind of foraging, before his caddy goes, it's in the hole, Mr. Murray!
It's in the hole!
Mr. Murray, it's in the hole! So he goes up to the clubhouse. He's keen to shout the clubhouse. For people who don't know, if you have a hole in one, you're meant to go in and buy everyone a drink. The clubhouse is closed.
Oh,
it's after hours.
Good.
Goes out the back, smashes the bathroom window, gets in through the window, goes, opens the door, lets his caddy in, and is there with three fingers of whiskey each with him and his caddy as the police arrive. Guns out. And he says, sorry, guys, I just had a hole in one. I need to have a drink. And the police went, as you are, Mr.
How good.
That's nuts.
Hey, are you one of those flogs that drive down the Geelong Road, Andy Lee, and pull over, you see some nice canola on the side of the road and get a photo in front of it?
We weren't going to Geelong that time.
Where were you there?
Dunkeld.
Oh.
Yes, so we're on the Western Highway. We're past Ballarat. Mm. Yeah.
And the nice crops of canola with the yellow flower, and you pull over with your dog and get a photo.
Well, the photo just before that would have been me hanging a piss, actually.
this is a better one.
This is a better one, yes. But Beck said it looked beautiful. Pick up the dog and we'll have the yellow canola in the background. Yeah.
And speaking of France, you are heading there.
Yeah, next week.
Ooh.
Yes.
Work or pleasure?
Work. Back to Cannes as well, which is nice to have some work in the South Front. Mm. But must be nice. Bill, I'm not sure if you know of this. Yeah, do you have any good TV show ideas?
No.
Sure, you got plenty.
Me and Jim are going to go and travel and we're going to do little skits in different countries.
Sounds familiar.
Oh,
my lawyers might be in touch.
Get our car on empty and drive to Geelong and see how far we get. I like that one. I just thought of that one.
Well, there's a big convention called MIPCOM. JB might know about it, but every single executive, every network in the entire world comes to the same spot to trade show ideas and buy and sell. So your Netflix, your Amazon, Stan, then every single Nine, Seven, everything, and then everything in every country. So I'm there. We go to market with the 100.
Nice.
See if we can sell it to a few other countries. Yeah.
That's good.
Nice.
But then sneak into a few wineries and stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's, again, that tax deduction, JB.
Very nice, south of France. St. Port-au-Vence, that's where I go a lot.
That's your place, Bill?
Yeah. Where is that?
Oh, it's down there. Somewhere down there. It's
down there.
Near
I'm glad you're Nice. Not the official ambassador for it, Bill.
Near Nice, just down the road from Nice. You want to say it. But the south of France, St. Port-au-Vence. You've got to go Port-au-Vence. There. Beautiful old, old buildings.
Oh, no. They wouldn't be anywhere else in France.
No.
That's it.
But I enjoyed it.
And if I drop your name, what will that entitle me to?
I'll give you a free Lambrusca. Free Lambrusca on the house. Are you still renovating that house that you bought that's going to cost you a bomb to do up?
Yeah. Well, we haven't started yet.
You haven't started.
It's got no bathroom, no kitchen, no running water, no electricity. Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy bought the. I know. You're driving past, saw it, and bought it.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to convince Scott Cam to do the next block there. Yeah. Nice. Get Channel 9 to pay for it. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, good luck with that.
Thank you, mate.
Great seeing you. Great jump seeing. Onto the book. By the way, do not open this book. This is.
Number eight
yeah, for eternity.
Yeah.
Eternity. So jump all over that and make sure you're watching The 100 tomorrow night on 9.
Andy Lee on The Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.